As a Christian believer, I don't fear death. I'm talking about the death of my natural body. But now what would cause me to have great trepidation would be the death of my spiritual soul, and to realize that I would die outside of the grace of God, that would cause me to have great concern. Now, we've talked about this week about the pronouncement of God through the words of the Nathan the prophet that told David, the sword will not depart from your house. And we established this yesterday, this sword, this represents death. As I explained to you yesterday, death is Satan's highest price. And when God removed the shield from his family, knowing that death is to follow, thus we have the story of Amnon and Tamar. Perhaps you're not familiar with these characters. Well, Tamar was the sister, full sister of Absalom, who was a son of King David. Amnon was a son of David by a different mother. But Amnon was very infatuated by Tamar, to the point to where he thought of her often. And you might even say there was probably fantasy taking place here. And see, the thing is, we all know, as human people fantasize. Now, the thing is that we have to keep in mind is that fantasy can lead to lust. And James tells us in his writings that when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. So what James is identifying for us is that we all have a sin nature. And the possibility of lust leak or being in our hearts is very probable. Question is, how do we deal with it? In other words, do we allow fantasy to live and reign in our being, or do we do as the Apostle Paul told us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where he talks about being transformed by the renewing of our minds. In other words, bringing our minds into check. And when the enemy comes and begins to make suggestions to you and cause you to dwell on things that would be improper, you take authority over the enemy and you rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And James said that if we draw nigh to God and rebuke the devil, he will flee. You see, so we have the proper formula here given to us by Scripture, how to deal with our minds and how to keep us out of the way that would lead us to destruction. But the question is, do we take the control? Do we take what God has given us and the ability to speak against the devil and cause him to flee? Or do we fall into his prey and into his trap? And unfortunately, so often, that's exactly what happens. And it causes all the trouble that we often find ourselves in, we find people in, because they did not transform their mind as the Word of God says that we can. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.